Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My first guest tonight is an Academy Award-winning writer, actor, and director you know from What We Do in the Shadows, Thor Ragnarok, and Jojo Rabbit. Please welcome Taika Waititi. Not everybody. Not everybody gets a standing ovation, baby.
Look at that.
Please.
Look at that.
Now, fans out there are very excited about the forthcoming Thor: Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
That you wrote and directed, and are in the trailer. In the trailer out there, you have given us a little taste of the full Thor. For those of you who haven't seen it, Thor is buck naked. Okay. This was your idea, I assume, being the writer and the director.
In the movie, it's not pixelated, though.
It's not?
No.
You see?
You get the full Hemsworth.
Now, this is...
The full worthiness, and...
There's a pattern there. There's a pattern there. And how about on the front? Is there a front shot?
It's,
Do we see Mjolnir?
Maybe an IMAX. Maybe an IMAX. I don't know. No.
Uh-huh.
There's another one.
There's a pattern.
This is
from Ragnarok. You showed us Hulk butt in that. This will be your
Some
legacy.
Some would say it's an obsession. I would just say it's art.
Yes. Yes, the David has a bare butt.
I tell you what, though. I mean, with Chris, I mean, he's worked so hard on that. You know, it's...
So many squats.
It's so many squats. It'd be depriving humanity if I didn't show that. One time we were on set, and he calls me over, and he says, mate, come over here. And I was like, here we go. And he goes, feel that. And he just flexes his arm, and I put... literally, my hands were around like this.
Well, I
around
his arm like this. I was getting this photo in a second because there's a photo of you
as
Korg.
Oh, there's another one of us.
But check it. So you're there at Korg, but look how huge Hemsworth has gotten. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
That's a brisket.
We also live in an age of CGI. We could have just done that in a computer.
Right.
But,
you give me abs with CGI?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All over you. Abs up here,
forehead abs
down
everything
here.
Everything like that.
He said to me, I said, yeah, that's very impressive. And he said, tell you what, mate, if this acting thing doesn't work out, I'm just going to go back to being a super good looking surfer. And he's not wrong. He's got it all, this guy.
He's got a fallback position. Now, when you're writing this, you wrote this script, do you ever indulge in, like, fan theories? Like, do you ever listen to what the fan theories are of what the script? Do you ever go on the internet and go, like, that's a good idea?
I like to listen to the fans, and then I like to troll the fans back a bit, because it just brings me some little bit of joy. Just a little bit. I don't have many joys in my life, you know. I've got my kids and trolling fans. But I like where, you know, they say... That, you know, when I did Ragnarok, you know, there are a few people who didn't know what I did and, you know, what I'd done before, and they said, oh, he's going to ruin this. He's going to ruin Thor. And I would write back, oh, I'm going to ruin it, all right. Oh, 100%, I'm going to ruin it for you. And then I would say things like, you don't know what you want until I give it to you, and stuff like that. And I know, it's rude.
Wow.
It's rude.
Wow.
But it's true. But, you know, the fans, again, you know, they came round on Ragnarok. Yeah, they loved that. They're going to love this. You guys are going to love this film.
Did you draw on any actual Norse mythology? Because there really is, you know, we
this
know
film,
from the...
Like, when you look at this film, I'd say, it's like we asked a bunch of six-year-olds what they wanted in a movie and we just said yes to everything, okay? It's like, it is, it's so
Thank
ridiculous.
You. Thank you.
It's a Viking ship being towed through space by two giant goats, and that's what Thor rides around on in this movie.
That's from
and
mythology,
And that's from
right?
the mythology.
Wow.
So, like, you know, people are like, oh, it's too much, Taika. I'm like, no, we took it from the mythology. There's that, there's... So, I don't know if you... How, you guys probably all love Loki, but... I was fishing for that. The, but I don't know if you know in the mythology that Loki, at one point... turned himself into a female horse, had sex with, like, a serpent, and then got pregnant, and then gave birth to an eight-legged horse.
Wow.
Why was that not in Avengers?
Wow.
Why? We've got to start a petition. We need to see Tom Hiddleston pregnant with a horse.
Feet up in the stirrups.
Yeah.
Breathe. Whoosh.
And we've got a hoof. We've got another hoof.
Okay, we have a clip here.
Okay.
Can you tell us what's the moment here?
Okay. I'm so nervous about giving anything away. So this is a clip, and it's a crowd scene. It's my character, Korg.
Yeah.
I'm not just a voice, guys. I'm in
there
the scenes.
Are.
I'm acting. I'm
right
acting
there.
My heart out.
Yeah.
That's me acting my heart out. They just paint a big rock guy over the top of me. But so it's Thor and I in this scene, and it's he hasn't seen Jane Foster, his ex-girlfriend, for many years, and it's him checking her out.
And okay.
she now
has a different identity.
Is holding his hammer. And she is the mighty Thor.
Jim.
So that's the ex-girlfriend, is it?
The old ex-girlfriend.
Jodie Foster.
Jane Foster.
The one that got away.
The one that got away.
That means escaped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Must be hard for you to see your ex-girlfriend and your ex-hammer hanging out and getting on so well. What you up to, bro?
Come to daddy.
Come on.
No, no. Hey, there you are. Hey.
No,
I was just calling you.
Now. We all know Korg.
The movie's longer than that. It's gonna be. There's more.
A little bit of that. We all know Korg. We all love Korg.
Thank
Why
you.
Why does Korg have a New Zealand accent?
Because I'm so lazy as an actor that it's the only accent I want to do. Also, the New Zealand accent is so beautiful. Listen to it. Just listen to the way I'm speaking. It's just like having your, eardrums just massaged to death. It's
yes.
just, oh, it's like it's.
I may have said this to you before, but I love how y'all pronounce what we call a short E. Like, say the girl's name Beth.
Beth.
Beth. I love the Beth.
No, Beth, yeah.
Beth. I love
Egg.
It.
Egg, Beth, yeah. That's, that's the way... I mean, I've adjusted my accent in America because the way I'd normally speak, you guys would never understand a thing I was saying.
Can you slip into unintelligible Kiwi?
Yeah, I can talk into my normal accent, and this is how I normally talk when I'm back home, and this is... everyone can understand me when I'm back home. So this is just the way that I speak.
So, it's just mumbling. It's just mumbling. You're just mumbling.
New Zealand?
That's not an accent. I've spent a lot of time down there.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with
your accent. The New Zealand accent is just mumbling, but it's beautiful mumbling. It's turning, it's turning mumbling into an art form.
Yeah. I love your home country. I've made no secret of this.
Yes.
I've been down there many times. I've taken the show down there. I'm kind of obsessed. It's a beautiful country. Everywhere you look, it looks like the world just began, and Kiwis are just the nicest people on the planet.
Yeah.
How do you feel about those of us who aren't from there who are obsessed with it?
You guys can... you've got a great country here. You guys can stay here. You guys just...
Do you mind us visiting?
Yeah, come down and visit. If you haven't been there, you've got to come. It's wonderful. You'll love it. There's nothing to do. It's so great. I mean, the best way, there's just nothing to, like, you know, it's, we everyone here, they make everyone work here. Everyone works so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. For nothing. You know, like, it's just crazy. Like, you know, we pay people and then we have breaks. No, New Zealand is great. It's also a very small town, you know. Like, we, like, you know, one of the big news items a few years ago was the avocado heists. And I'm not lying. There were big avocado heists because avocados...
On what island? North Island?
The North Island.
Of course, yeah.
And people were breaking into avocado farms and stealing avocados, and that was the biggest crime that was happening in New Zealand that year.
You know who I thought was taking it? The sheep.
The sheep.
There are a lot of sheep.
But you can't
there.
Trust sheep. You can't trust New Zealand sheep.
Really? They're big.
They mumble. They
They're
mumble
really
too.
Big.
They're, yes. Have you heard of New Zealand sheep?
They mumble?
Yeah. Exactly.
Have you ever sheared a sheep?
I've sheared a sheep.
Just move on. Have you ever? I got obviously. My Hollywood connection down there, or my Wellywood connection down there, is Peter Jackson, the lovely fellow, has been very generous this time to help. Did you talk to him at all about shooting spectacular movies like this, like large-scale films or anything?
Yeah. I had some good chats about when I was about to do Thor. Also, when I did What We Do in the Shadows, when Jermaine and I were shooting that, we didn't have much money to do that film, and The Hobbit was just wrapped. And so our production designer, man, I don't know if I should tell this. Okay, but I will. Our production designer, in the dead of night, took his crew to the Hobbit studios and stole all of the dismantled, broken-down green screens and took all of the timber, and we built a house. We built the house, and What We Do in the Shadows is built out of the Hobbit's green screen.
Wow.
And I have never talked to Peter Jackson about this. I don't know if he knows. I like telling it at parties, that story, but I don't know if he actually knows.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Taika Waititi, everybody.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Now, it's also been announced that you're going to be directing one of the new Star Wars films.
Yeah.
But, and this is the shocking thing, that's exciting. What's got people even more excited or curious is that you're going to expand the universe of the new film beyond the characters that we've come to know. So, not a Skywalker saga? Come on, you got... Taika, let me just say this. Let me ask this. Let me just.
Is that as specific as I can get?
Let me just say, are you going to ruin Star Wars?
Yeah. For all you fans out there, I'm not.
You were so close.
Imagine if I was just like, I'm going to give you the Jar Jar Binks story that everyone's been asking for.
Can you do this? I have a vote.
You asked and I delivered.
You remember this? The band? Remember the Cantina band?
Oh, yeah. Right, it's there? Their story.
They all have names. Doik Knotts is one of the characters from the Cantina band. My pitch, the Doik Knotts story. It's as good as any other character. It's totally unexplored.
Because he's the one who plays the
piccolo. Sort of the clarinet.
The clarinet player. Clarinet. We all love that guy.
Yeah, Doik Knotts.
We always wanted to know what his story was.
Yeah.
How did he end up in the Cantina?
He was going to go to law school.
Yeah.
It was just playing in the Cantina band to pay for law school. And stripping at night.
That's going to be
tough. Would you show Doik Knotts' ass? That's what I want to know. Because it's not where you think it is.
It's not.
His film, Thor, Love and Thunder, premieres July 8th. Taika Waititi, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.